Turn to picture 17. Sarah was very sad because she had no children. She said to Abraham, "God has not given me any child, so I will give you my servant girl, Hagar. You may sleep with her, and then if she has a child, it will be mine. Perhaps this is the way we'll have a son." Abraham agreed to do this. Sarah gave Hagar to sleep with Abraham, and she became pregnant. When Hagar realized that she was pregnant, she became very proud towards Sarah. This made Sarah feel bad. She said to Abraham, "It is your fault that Hagar despises me." Abraham said to Sarah, "She is your servant. Do whatever you want with her." Sarah treated her very badly, and Hagar ran away. The angel of God met Hagar on the road and said, "Hagar, where have you come from? Where are you going?" Hagar answered, I am running away from my mistress." The angel said, "Go back to her and be her servant. You are going to have a son, and you shall call him Ishmael, because the Lord has heard your cry of distress. But your son will be like a wild donkey. He will be against everyone, and everyone will be against him." So Hagar returned to Sarah, and she bore a son. Abraham called him Ishmael. Some years later, Abraham sent Hagar and Ishmael away to live in another country. Sarah became very impatient with God, and she did not trust his promise. She tried to take the matter into her own hands and tried to make God's promise come true. Was that good? No. What a mess she did. Do you sometimes try to help God out by doing things your own way? Yes, I think we all do sometimes. Remember, God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and he wants us to trust him completely, to be patient with him.